This is ARPI, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Author Steve Hughes has an unusual way of collecting stories. He gathers them at local watering holes in and around Detroit, talking to people he meets sitting at the bar, tape recorder in hand. Some of these stories make it into Stupor, Detroit's longest-running zine. Others have inspired stories in Hughes' new story collection, Stiff. He reads from one of these.
There's a place that I went with my wife years back when she loved me. It was a cinder block motel on the side of the highway. We were far away from Hamtramck, my jabbering neighbors. We were up north. And every day, we'd go to the party store and buy 40s and stick them in the cooler, then hike into the woods, up and over the hills, to the sand dunes. The breeze blew through her dark hair, and her smile was so pure and pretty and had nothing in it that curled downward or sneered. We went to this secret beach where it was absolutely secluded, and we stripped off our clothes and covered ourselves with a blanket and drank all our beer and loved each other like there was nothing else in the world. That was the furthest I've ever been away from the black static of this city, and maybe also the furthest from all the anger that whirls in me. She fixed me. She grounded me. It was the best thing ever in my whole life, being there with her. We stayed all day, skinny dipping, maybe seeing only one or two other people the whole time, and not caring if they saw us naked. What did it matter? We're human beings. We were drunk with love and happiness.
Starting off with a love story. That'll put us in the mood. You know, I loved reading this collection, Steve. Your stories, not so much as excerpt, but they're a little bit wacky. They're surprising. There's always a little twist in there that's off the beaten path, and I just love that.
Thank you.
Describe your collection, other than what I just said. It's called Stiff. So tell us about this collection. How would you describe it?
Well, the stories were all written to be read aloud at the Good Time Writers Buffet, which is a literary series that I run here in Hamtramck. And so they all have the quality of a story that's being spoken to you, and hopefully not one that's just written, but one that's being told to you. The stories themselves all are connected to different themes that we had in the gallery where we run the Writer's Buffet. So that was sort of the impetus or the prompt for each story. There was maybe a show up in the gallery about walls, and or that had a giant wall that bisected the space. And then I wrote a story. I wrote Her Walls, Not Mine, which is a piece that's in the book that talks about separation between neighbors and houses and people. So there's that as well. Then there's also the stories are all really about people who are struggling and trying to figure out their lives. So that's part of it too.
The human condition.
Yes.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that you had written them with the thought of reading them aloud. How does that change the writing for you?
Well, when I write, I kind of write aloud as well. And so I'm constantly reading and listening to my own voice. As I write. And so that it shapes the way that I'll phrase a sentence. I try to make it sound like, you know, if it is spoken, that's a different way of writing than, say, you know, you're just trying to write something that someone's going to read. So mm-hmm. you're trying to think about how it will sound and how it will come across. And will it come across naturally or will it feel, you know, awkward in some way? So I'm listening for that as I'm working through the sentence.
This is ARPBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. You seem to have a love of writing at the local watering hole. Is that how you usually do your writing? You like to be in a buzz of people around you, or does it vary between that and writing at home?
You know, I never really write at the bar. I've never written at the bar. I collect stories there, but it's all through either, probably when I first started, I was scrawling them on napkins. I did have a little tape recorder I brought with me. Now the video camera, I take a video camera.
You just sit down and have a beer with someone and have them tell you their story, and then you go home and write it?
Oh, well, I usually tell them I'm working on a team, you know, and it's usually for stupor. I didn't collect any of the stories from the book at the bar, mm-hmm. but, you know, they were probably influenced by my years of collecting stories at bars. The subject matter's connected,
yeah.
but not the process. But when I do go to the bars to collect stories for stupor, I explain what I'm doing. I have my camera and ask pretty much everyone at the bar, you know, if they have a story for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some do and some don't, but it's a good way to start anyway. It's just it's another sort of like prompt. The transcript becomes my rough draft, and then I work from there. The stories in Stiff didn't have a start like that. They just started from the prompt at the gallery. So it was the prompt for the theme of the writer's buffet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just sort of brainstorm and create from that.
Do they now know when they see you coming to these favorite bars, maybe? Oh, here comes Steve. Get your stories ready.
Yeah, you know, I'll post on Facebook when I'm coming out to collect stories, too. So people are aware, and some people will actually come out to tell me their stories. Some are just people that I'm fortunate to meet while I'm there, but some actually will come out with a story in hand to tell me.
That's really great. I love that. That's quite unique. So a lot of your work seems to be, at least what I've seen in this collection, has Detroit or a part of Detroit or near Detroit as a background. The theme throughout, if there's a theme, would be people looking for a place of belonging, whether it's in place or person. Is that an important part of how you shape a story?
Yeah, Detroit is a place that I moved to in 95. And really fell in love with the city. It's a place that's got a lot. I mean, it's been beaten down severely, but there's so much happening here at a grassroots level in terms of like art. And there's so much sort of like possibility in Detroit. I guess when you see a messed up, burned out street, you know, maybe like a whole street falling down houses and stuff. I mean, it's hard to look at that. But then, you know, those houses, they're going to fall down. Something's going to happen there. Hopefully, eventually, it'll get cleaned up. But it eventually will go back to the land, you know. There'll be trees and grass there again and pheasants and raccoons running around. And then there's that opportunity for people to do stuff there.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Steve Hughes, the author of Stiff. Hughes will read at Kalamazoo College at 7:30 p.m. on February 19th. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.